Welcome! This is Misty from the Scream Sisters. It's been a while. Today it's only me today, but I have a really special guest star. He's been on our show once before. He is like all over the place now, my goodness. I have David Howard Fortin, aka Art the Clown. Say hello, David.
Hello, David.
I mean, I can't believe it. I mean, thank you for being on the show again. I gotta tell you, you are all over the place. I see Art the Clown, like, everywhere. Like, I'm on Facebook and I'll be like, here's an Art the Clown blanket. Here's an Art the Clown poster. Here's an Art the Clown toothbrush. Here's an Art the Clown, you know,
Art the Clown toothbrush, that's...
No, I haven't seen that, I'm just joking.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, I'm just joking about that one.
Considering how janky his teeth are, it's just like, oh, I probably wouldn't trust that product.
Yeah, I'm joking about that. A lot of people make custom Art the Clown pop figures because, for some stupid reason, Funko has not made one.
I know, how dare they?
Do you know anything about that, if they're making one?
I have no idea yet. I mean, we would love that. I mean,
my shelf is just waiting for it. I collect pop figures.
I'm waiting for it. I've been wanting one for over a year now. I'm like, come on, guys, get on this.
I just bought a bunch of new ones. I just bought, like, some Star Wars ones and stuff. And it's like, I mean, I see a lot of cosplay. I see a lot of fan art. I mean... he's huge. Even on YouTube, he's out there as, like, you know, like, best villain, and I mean, can you believe how do you feel about this?
It's pretty cool. We didn't expect any of this, so just, like, we're enjoying it.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen videos of you at conventions. I mean, since I haven't had the luck to meet you yet, and I can't wait for Texas Frightmare, but I mean, you just really get so into it, and you're so fun, and I love how you just, you know, like, you just sashay down the aisles, and
I have fun.
Yeah, you seem to just have a lot of fun with it. I mean, everybody,
yeah,
just
you got to.
Yeah, I just watched the movie the other day for, like, the 50 billionth time, but, you know, I had to watch it since I was interviewing you again, but it's just, I mean, he's so, it's like, I mean, he's so cruel, yet I can't explain it.
Yeah, he's kind of like that kind of, charismatic, fun type of villain, like the Joker.
That's probably the best way to describe it, because it's like, I mean, he's so cruel, and you can't believe how horrible of the kills he's doing, but you just can't help but like him.
I know. It's a little bit, you know, that Freddy Krueger type of vibe to him, too. Like,
yeah.
Horrible things, but you still kind of root for him, because he's so fun to watch.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, when he's cradling the baby, and he's, you know, just sitting down, cradling the baby, and, you know, it's like, you almost think, you know, he's at his weakest, and then, yeah, and then, you know, the woman hugs him, and then all of a sudden, that disgusting thing he does.
Oh, yeah. He's an evil little bastard.
I mean, have they told you any of his, like, backstory or anything, or?
I know more of his backstory, yes. Damien and I created a lot of it together, so we have that in our minds, but, like, we still want to leave a lot of mystery to the character, because I think that adds a lot of, you know.
Are we going to find out anything eventually?
Eventually, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to just, you know, throw everything out there at once. It's like, well, we offer some clues here or there, so it's you'll know some clues, especially in part two, if you're
excellent.
Paying attention to certain things. Yeah, but we're not just trying to just, like, okay, you know, here's his whole entire backstory all at once.
Yeah. Yeah, Yeah, no, like, not like Jason, where, you know, it's obvious right from the beginning, and then it's just a random...
Like Freddy, you didn't know his full backstory until maybe, like, 5 or 6 movies into the franchise.
Yeah, that's true. And it's like, you want to know more about Art right away. I mean, obviously, he's supernatural because he came back to life.
Correct.
And they had some weird stuff going on in All Hallows Eve, even though it wasn't you playing him, but he looked kind of, like, demonic in that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think he's a demon. That's my personal opinion, but... that's, you know... That's, but speaking of Terrifier 2, I mean... Is that still going to come out around October, as far as we know, or...?
Well, we'll see. We're hoping. That's the thing. It's like, right now, we're on hiatus from filming because of the pandemic, so...
Oh, so you didn't finish filming it?
No, we were almost finished. I think, for me, maybe 4 or 5 more days left on set for me, and... So, yeah, I think maybe there would have been, like, 2 whole weeks because there are other scenes that other people are in that I'm not in, they still have to film too, but I'm like, we were so close, we've been doing this since October, so it's just like, to be cut off right there near the finish line is so frustrating.
Oh man.
But Damien's been pretty good about this now, since, you know, he's been making good use of his time, so he's been editing all the footage we already have, he's already been putting the sound effects, he's been doing, you know, the music and everything like that, so whenever we can film the rest of the film, we can just easily plug all that right into where it needs to go and get it out to distribution and stuff like that. But I'm like, I would love to see a fall release, but, you know,
yeah.
I'm trying to also be realistic right now, too. It's like, who knows?
Where was it filmed? In New York, right?
We filmed in parts of New York, parts of New Jersey, and like down in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. So those cities aren't ready to open yet, I don't think.
Right. Well,
yeah.
Luckily, we did finish everything we needed to do in Philly and New Jersey. It's just like a little bit that we need to film. We're basically going to be all upstate New York anyway, but still, we're, you know, New York's not open yet, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. I'm in the Boston area, and I don't think we're anywhere near to opening. It's pretty bad here. Yeah, I mean, I've been doing that, but it's kind of going crazy. I'm watching a lot of TV.
Yeah, so listen up, folks. If you want to see Terrifier 2, stay home.
Yep.
Stay home so we can get past this thing, so we can finally finish this thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of TV and movies that are waiting for that, really.
Yeah.
Not just Terrifier 2.
It's not just us.
Yeah.
Everybody in the industry.
Yeah.
The unions especially are not allowing us to work. They're like, no, because, you know, they're looking out for our safety.
That's a union movie?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, SAG would not be happy if we were filming.
Is that going to be like a direct-to-video release, like pay-per-view, or are you guys planning on doing it in the theaters?
I have no idea yet. That's one of those things that will have to be worked out once we, like, can get it into the hands of distribution and stuff like that, work out deals. So, you know, I'm thinking it'll probably be more like, you know, online, like, you know, streaming and all that kind of stuff, like what we did last time. Because we're now seeing, you know, especially in the age we're living in with, you know, the quarantine, we're, I guess, you know, releasing on streaming straight away and just having people pay for theirs.
Yeah.
What happened with the Trolls movie where it made over $100 million.
I know. I wanted to see that movie in the theaters, too. I was waiting for it. Because I'm like a little kid, you know. It's a really cute movie.
Well, I'm sure it is. But it's like, I didn't expect it to be that, do that well. Like that.
It was good, too. It was a really good movie. The music was great. Because I like Justin Timberlake, he's good.
Staring, like, you know, the movie theaters now, it's like, oh, wow, they didn't realize how feasible online streaming would be.
I miss the movie theaters so much.
I do, too, because I think, like, horror films especially need to be seen in a movie theater. You need to see those with a big group of
Yeah.
There is a, you know, it's like as much as convenient as streaming can be, there's some things that you just can't replace. You can't replace that big audience experience.
Yeah.
Certain films, like horror films and comedies, you need to see those with a big group of people.
Yeah.
They're more fun that way.
I was really lucky I got to see The Invisible Man right before the theaters closed.
Man. I hear that was good, too.
It was very good. It was probably one of the best movies I've seen this year.
That's good to hear.
Because I was a member of the AMC Stubbs Club. There's one not far from me, and I used to go there, like, pretty much every Tuesday, and, you know, it was $6, and go see a movie.
So I used to do Movie Pass, you know, a few years ago, and I loved that, especially during the summer. I was just, like, I was down at the movie theater almost, you know, every other day.
Sometimes. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what we did, but just on Tuesdays. But I used to like buy a couple tickets or sneak in. It was bad, but I went to see Birds of Prey. I got to see that there in the theaters. I saw the new Star Wars movie a couple times in the theaters. You know, so at least I got to experience that before they close. So it's like I'm really jonesing for a good movie in a theater.
Me too.
It's like I have a 32-inch TV. I mean, it's not huge, but it's just not the same.
It's really not.
And it's like I'll buy all the new movies that come out, but it's not the same. I mean, it's just not. So how you're spending your time, basically, you know, with the Corona days?
I'm doing a lot of video games and, like, movies and TV shows. I'm doing a lot of podcasts right now as well. So it's just like, you know, I'm trying to keep myself in. I'm an entertainment junkie, so, like.
Yeah, me too.
It's like, I guess this hasn't been hitting me as hard as it has some people because I'm a homebody anyway. So it's just like, oh, I've been training for this my whole entire life. Stay home? Sure, no problem.
So what shows have you been watching? I love that show so much.
I love that show. It just cracks me up.
It's so creative too. I love the movie. When the movie came out, I got to see it in the theaters, and I was just like, what is this? It's hysterical.
Like, spoilers here for an episode that happened a few episodes ago. It was like the whole concept of vampire ghosts I thought was hysterical.
Oh, yes. It is.
Never
done
before. I love that.
Takiwaki or whatever. What?
Takiwaki.
He is a genius. I love him.
Oh my god, I love his sense of humor. I would love to work with him. I think
I'm glad he made it big.
Oh, me too. I love. He's just got that fun, like, quirky sense of humor. It's clever. It's so smart.
Yeah, because. It's like what he did with Thor Ragnarok. It's like, I mean, he, it's like, he just made everything hysterical, and I heard the next movie's going to be, like, even crazier.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
Do you watch Legends of, is it Legends of Tomorrow? Yeah.
Yes.
I watched that show. Yeah.
We know we're silly, so we're just gonna embrace that and have fun with it.
Yeah, and I'm the greatest thing that they did was bring in John Constantine. I'm like, I love John Constantine.
He is so good. I love Keanu Reeves, but
no, he's the perfect Constantine.
He is John Constantine.
Yeah. He looks like him.
He does. It's like, that was some of the best casting I've ever seen him do.
Yeah. He is. He's perfect. There's a new animated movie that came out.
And Justice League Dark?
Yeah, I watched it. There's a scene where he's... There's a scene where Harley's standing with King Shark. And he looks over and he's... I forget who he's standing with. And John's like, this is spoiler, but... John's like, oh god, there's my ex, and whoever was standing next to him go, ooh, you dated Harley? And he's like, no. And King Shark looks over at him and winks. I'm like, ew!
Oh, no. That's great. Now, yeah, speaking of that, have you watched the, I haven't watched the second season of it yet, but have you watched any of the new Harley Quinn series?
Yes, my reason for DC streaming series. DC channel.
That is so fun. So what Alan Tudyk did with Clayface is not like that's brilliant.
He's also Joker.
I've never seen but like what he's done with Clayface though, I've never seen anybody approach Clayface this way, but it makes perfect sense since you know his character was an actor before he became Clayface, like that he would be this very Shakespearean like I'm like, that is brilliant. I love it.
It is, it's so funny. And King Shark is like a doofus.
Oh yeah, King Shark, yeah. Like, what's his name? Ron Fuchs, or whatever his name is. It's like, he's so funny anyway. I used to love him on the show Undateable.
I don't know it.
Like, with Chris. It was on, like, I think CBS a few years ago. It was Chris D'Elia that was the main guy in the show. And they did it, like, the first season was totally scripted.
Oh wow!
Yes, they would shoot it live, so you got this. So if they made a mistake, they would just be improvising their butts off, and they would do two different episodes for two versions of each episode. So they did the East Coast version and the West Coast version. So
oh my god, that's awesome!
So you would see differences between the two episodes. Where they, you know, they would change jokes up or something like that. It was so much fun to watch. It was so funny.
That's hysterical. I love that. All the good shows.
You're seeing how talented these guys are.
You cancel all the good shows.
Oh, they always do. That's why we have like season one of Survivor and The Bachelor and all that crap. Like,
and season one of Firefly.
yeah, exactly. Season one of Firefly, like what, two seasons of like Pushing Daisies.
Oh my god, I love Pushing Daisies. It was so different, so imaginative and original, and I mean, that's one of the reasons why I love Terrifier so much, is it's so original and different, and you don't get enough of that in Hollywood.
Well, it's because we're not beholden to Hollywood. We're doing what we want to do.
We need more original stuff in Hollywood.
That's what we're trying to do. We're hoping for more.
Yeah. I mean, but just, yeah, it's like everything, pretty much everything that is original usually gets canceled. Like, Netflix has a habit of doing that. They'll introduce a great show and then they'll cancel it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm amazed that Stranger Things survived as long as it did.
I am too, and I'm happy it has.
Yeah, me too. But, like, they had the Santa Clara Diet that they had for 3 seasons. And they left it at a cliffhanger, and they canceled it.
And it was doing so well, too. That's what I didn't understand. It's like,
yeah.
It was a very popular show. I'm like, why did you cancel this?
Yeah. Or they'll do one season of something. There's a show called Daybreak that was about kids. And it was kind of like a zombie apocalypse, but it was very different. They had some really different concepts on it. And they canceled it.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Of course they did. Oh, it's like half the show Happy. Have you watched that?
Yes. Oh, I loved Happy.
They canceled it after 2 seasons. So I was like, this show is so fun. It's just so out
amazing. I love that show. Did you ever see Blood Drive?
No, I didn't.
Blood Drive was about, was really, really different. They had a race where, the cars, I mean, this is just very simplified, but the cars run on blood.
Oh, wow.
But it was an amazing show. They had very detailed characters, and they had this whole, company that ran everything called the Heart Company, and it's amazing. I think it's on Sci-Fi Channel's app, which is free if you have cable or something, but it's out on DVD and stuff too.
Oh, that's cool. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's really, really, it's only like 12 or 13 episodes, and it's really sick and twisted. Yeah, it's really sick and twisted. It's like blood, violence, sex, everything.
Good.
Yes, it's something the actor that plays Art the Clown would really like. Yes.
Yeah. So that's the thing. It's like we're not pulling back on any of that cartoon right now. We're still going full throttle with things.
Oh, I'm sure. Really?
Things we're doing in the same, but at the same time, it's like, why not? Why not get people talking and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean,
we there were some certain things we were doing in the same where we were like, can we actually get away with this?
Ooh.
And we're like, oh, let's go ahead and try this. Let's just go ahead and, if we get hate for it, we get hate for it, but you know, so be it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, it's like a lot of stunt work and stuff like that.
I mean, after what you did in the first movie, wow.
oh boy, this is, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I got to do some really cool things in it.
Very cool.
Yeah. But it's definitely going to get people talking.
Will we ever see Art's face?
you do see his face in the first film.
We do. I didn't notice that.
Yeah. You'll see more of like what he looks like, I guess you could say, but it's like pretty much that's how he looks.
Okay.
Like he's putting on the makeup and everything like that. Okay.
He doesn't look like you. Okay.
Like, yeah,
so he's not like cute, like you. Okay.
No, he's that ugly.
Oh, shut up. tell me about this new movie that you got cast in. It was Spirit Reckoning. I heard you're playing a good guy.
I am, but he's like the anti-hero type of good
guy. Oh, okay. I like anti-heroes. Yeah,
it's a horror western.
Horror western? Oh, cool. I love those.
Yeah. So the premise is that there's this like a, you know, he's like a kind of like a down and out cowboy, you know, got his family and stuff like that. The bad guys come to stands up to him basically, and they end up going after him and his family, killing him and his family, and he's brought back from the dead by an Indian shaman. He actually gets his face burned off, so he gets just a skull. And so, like, he's brought back from the dead to seek revenge against the gang that killed him, but there's so much more that goes on, and it's very over the top. It's gosh. It's the
very terrifying type of over the top type of film. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I love this character. He's going to be a lot of fun. And they've got some already. They've already cast two other people in it. Like Luke Temple is going to be in it. He's going to be one of the bad guys.
Yeah, I saw that. I like Luke Temple. Yeah.
But that's going to be great. And then Sean Patrick Flannery.
I love him. Yeah, I've gotten to meet him. He's really cool. Oh, he's funny.
Yeah, his character basically plays my best friend and / mentor that trains me and everything like that. So that's gonna be really cool.
That's cool. Yeah. I think your character's the Skull Cowboy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
that sounds cool.
It's gonna be a different type of role for me too, because you know it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah. When's that being filmed?
Probably early next year.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because I have another project I'm going to be filming after Terrifier is done with our Fuzz of the Lens guys that are helping us film Terrifier. That they were also in the first Terrifier. They were they're the two cops and the exterminator that I...
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they have their own company. They're starting up their own franchise called Stream.
No, tell me about it.
There's not a lot I can tell you because I don't want to give away anything.
No.
But I play a bad guy in that too.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a cool concept though. It's like the ideas that they have for this as a franchise are really, really creative.
Cool. So you got some cool stuff lined up. That's great. I'm glad for you.
Yeah, as soon as we can get out of this quarantine.
Yeah, I know.
It's nice to know that I got stuff lined up, because I miss filming. I miss being in front of the camera and acting right now.
Yeah, I'm just getting out in the world.
Yeah, I miss doing conventions as well.
Oh, I miss going to conventions.
So much fun. You don't realize how much you miss it until you can't do it.
I know. I know, because conventions, you know, I see, like, my friends that I don't see anywhere else. It's like family.
It really is. It's like I've made so many really good friends doing these conventions. It's just like they become like family to you.
Yeah.
It's not just like the celebrities. It's just like the people helping out at them. They do different conventions all around. So it's like you see them at several conventions. It's like, hey!
Yeah, it's great. The only places I've gone is Target.
that's kind of like me. I've just gone grocery shopping and I've done my laundry, and that is it.
Yeah.
When I go out, I have my masks on and I have my gloves on. And I'm good.
Yep.
And I wash my hands as soon as I get home.
Yep, I wash my hands all the time like crazy. I'm running out of soap like crazy.
Yeah.
I bought like a bunch of soap.
Gotta be responsible.
Yeah.
If only everybody else was just being as responsible right now, we would be doing so much better, but...
Yep, that's what we have to do.
Yeah.
So everybody wash your hands. And...
It's not just about you, it's about everybody around you.
Yeah. See, Art the Con says wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Scream Sister says, wash your hands.
Yeah, don't be a dope. Use that soap.
Because you gotta get out there.
Yeah. That needs to be a shirt now. Just Art the Clown on the shirt. It's like he's got blood all over his hands. Don't be a dope. Use that soap.
But he still has to wash his hands.
Yes.
He wears gloves, though.
Oh, yeah. But they're fingerless gloves, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Their fingerless gloves.
Got to sanitize.
So he's still...
Especially after a long night of killing people. You gotta wash it all off.
Yep. Particularly if he stops off at a pizza place and poops in there and makes a mess.
Oh yeah, his laundry bill's ridiculous.
That was so gross. Did you do anything like that in the movie?
What?
The poop.
Oh, God. Well, you know, if you look at the newest picture that's been released, the first picture of me in the film, you can look on the wall, so that might answer your question.
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't look close at it. I just saw you.
Yeah, look close at that picture.
Okay. That's so gross. What did they use?
Oh, just paint. And, like, you know, like, well, for the pizza parlor scene, we used pudding and pizza dough.
Oh, okay. It looked like beans or something.
Nah, just pudding.
Okay.
Yeah. It was actually much nicer than it looked. It's like, it smelled wonderful in that room.
Chocolate pudding. You know, yummy. Really yummy, chocolate pudding, yeah.
It looks disgusting, but it smells delightful.
It looked gross. It really did.
it's really weird. It's like when you go on set and you look at the state of the room, you're like, God, this looks horrible. But it smells nice.
Because, I mean, I've watched it so many times and it still gets me.
Though we did in the building we're filming in recently, they did have they had a leak in the ceiling that was going out the hallway outside of where we're filming, so it smelled really bad because apparently the third floor of the building, someone had gone in and renovated the toilets, but they put the pipes down the wrong way and they didn't have put the pipes feeding into the pipes on the second floor, so the pipes were feeding straight into the floor and not into the other pipes, so they were just leaking straight into the second floor, but no one was on the second floor to notice this, so the second floor started flooding from the third floor's mess, and that all seeped down to the floor that we were on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anything really messy, or?
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
That was not a fun experience.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it's like when, of course, we let the owners of the building know, and they had a conniption fit with people on the third floor.
Yeah. Didn't you have fans that Art would kill as one of the, like, Indiegogo or Kickstarter things? How'd that go? Did you get to film that?
Oh, yeah, that was the big scene I was talking about. They were in that scene.
That went pretty good.
Oh yeah. They were having so much fun. It was fun watching their kills happen because some of them, even though they're supposed to be, bad things were happening to them. It's like they've got some of them had the biggest smiles on their faces because they're so excited to be doing it. Like, guys, you're dying.
That would be me. Well, that would sort of be me. I have acting experience, so maybe not.
Yeah. It was cool, though. It's like they were on set for multiple days, too, so they really got to see what we were doing. So it's like,
that's cool.
They got the experience of seeing what it was like to be on a movie set. Because there's so much, people don't realize there's so much just sitting around and waiting for things to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Because it takes, especially a lot of the stuff that we were doing at the same, we had to rig up so many special off.
Yeah, because you guys do practical.
Yeah, but you know, we this was the scene we brought in the big guns with. There was a lot of technical aspects to the scene that, you know, it was pretty crazy, but you know, I'm glad they got to see that part of the business. So it was probably a really cool experience for them to see all this kind of stuff happen, see how all this, a lot of the
I have a couple of friends that are filmmakers. Well, one of them, you know, James Balsamo. But I have a couple other friends that... I have one friend that does special effects. And I've seen him. He made me up as a zombie once. That was fun. I didn't get that. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
But...
You have all the blood pumps and everything spraying all over the place.
That's cool.
It's really funny seeing people that have never been, like, splattered with blood, how they really react to it. Because it's one thing to see it happen on the screen. You're like, oh, that looks like it would be fun. But, like, when you have to get sprayed with it over and over again, you're like, oh, this kind of sucks.
What did you use for blood? Okay.
Yeah, he's got his own little recipe.
And some people use, like, chocolate syrup or caro syrup or...
Oh, no, we use the real stuff.
Okay.
Not the real blood, but, you know, like, the stuff they use, like, Walking Dead and stuff like that.
Okay. Some actually...
It has a little extra stuff to it, just so it looks better on screen.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
I've seen some things recently, like big-budget movies where someone gets stabbed or something like that in the stomach and the blood's supposed to start pooling out, and you can tell it's obviously CG that they did. It just does not look nearly as good.
No, it doesn't, yeah.
And, like, I understand it's probably better for the actor and stuff like that because they don't have to worry about the cleanup and it's easier to go, you know, do multiple takes that way, but it just does not look nearly as good.
No. Yeah, I'm not sure what my friend uses, but...
It can be a hassle, though. We had some stuff happen filming where, like the blood's supposed to be spurting out forward, and all of a sudden I feel it going down to my costume. I'm like, what the heck? Oh, no. Oh, no. And, like, what's going on? It's not spurting out. And we found out there was an extra hole in the tube that did not get covered up. And so
oh, no. Jeez.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah. But you deal.
Yeah. You're an actor. You deal.
Yeah. It's just part of what, you know, you're doing. So it's like, oh, well, we've got to just top it out.
Yeah.
Because it looks pretty freaking awesome when you get it working the right way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to see that part of it, but still.
You'll see, you know, what happens. There's a lot of blood.
Yeah.
A whole lot of blood being splattered.
As much blood as dead alive, or...
I don't know. Maybe. There's probably not as much blood as some episodes of, like, the Ash versus the Evil Dead, though.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he was splattered.
It just kept calming. It was like, oh, God, it looks awesome. But, like, God, that has been a miserable day for Bruce on set.
Yeah, I'm a huge Evil Dead fan.
Yeah, it was like, you know, he was just like, damn it, we have to do another take. No.
I've met Bruce a bunch of times. He's my dream interview.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I would kill to interview Bruce Campbell.
Yeah. He just has that aura about him where it's just like, jeez.
He's a nice guy, actually.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Like the one time I kind of could have had, like, an opportunity to talk with him, we were, like, in an elevator together and going up to a VIP room, but he was talking with his manager at the time, and I think it was a lot of business that they were having, so it was, like, a serious conversation, so I was like, I'm not going to try to, like, butt in here and stuff like that, but I cracked a joke at one point.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be that guy, so I'm just like, ah.
Yeah, I went to a bunch of, like, signings and stuff that he's done throughout the years. He's done a lot of them in Boston. Yeah. So, like, you know, I went to a bunch of them. Yeah. So I've, like, met, and I was on his, he did a game show here, and I was one of the contestants.
Oh, how much fun.
It was really fun.
he's great. He's got such a great personality for that
guy. Yeah, he really does. He was really nice. He comes off sometimes as being a jerk, but to some people, but I'm like, no, he's not. He's really cool.
Yeah. Like, no, I think a lot of that, you know, he also probably has to put up some kind of wall there, too.
Yeah.
Because if not, people would just be piling on him all the time anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, he's gotta be a little enforceful because people will take advantage.
Yeah. Gotta do what he's gotta do.
Yep. Yeah, got a bunch of things signed by him. I'm happy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But I'm sure one day I'll be able to chat with him.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
It just gotta happen.
Yeah. I'll never be, like, a convention guest or anything, so.
Hey, you never know. I never thought I would be.
I am working on 2 screenplays, but.
You never know.
Yeah, one of them I wrote in high school. In college, actually. But
oh, yeah?
I'm rewriting it now, and my friend Matt, who runs a film company, is kind of helping me with it. And the other one I've been working on for, like, 10 years. And I'm going to have somebody help me with it, too, because I'm more of the person that is good with collaboration. I'm the idea person.
Yeah, I'm that way, because I've had a lot of people in the past say, you need to write a script, you'd be great at that. I'm like, oh, God, no, I can't sit there and just write. You know, I don't know how Damien does it. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm good at collaborating. Like, I do that a lot with Damien. I collaborate a lot where we would bounce ideas off of each other, but you know, I left it all up to him to write the dialogue and how everything fits together. I'm like, that's him. I can't do that. I wish I could. I can come up with things on the spot in the moment.
Yeah.
But I can't just sit there and write a whole entire scene with all the dialogue and all the action. That's just not something I
could do it, but I have to be in the mood and I haven't been, but
it amazes me that people can do that. I'm like, that's a great skill to have.
Yeah. I guess it can be. Yeah. I'm trying to, you know, it's like I'm trying to focus on the podcast. I'm trying to get that back in gear and get the other one going and the writing and, you know, everything else, but I end up watching a lot of TV instead. And
yeah.
But, you know, it's like, but watching the TV sometimes helps, because it feeds the imagination.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So that's why I call it professional research. I'm always watching as much TV, all that kind of stuff, for that kind of reason. I even when I'm sitting here playing video games, I always turn on the subtitles so I can sit there and, like, you know, read the dialogue myself and act things out, all that kind of stuff. Cause, you know, I'm always finding inspiration anywhere I look, so you never know when it's going to hit you.
Yeah. Listening to music helps me also. That really helps me inspire me to do stuff.
Oh, yeah. Music's very integral for that.
Yep. Definitely. Music, and it's like all kinds of music. I can sit there and listen to, like, show tunes and then listen to, like, The Disturbed.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, my range of music.
Oh, mine too. I'm the same way. I go from Broadway to Beethoven.
I don't listen to classical much, but I don't, like, hate it or anything. But, I don't know, I've been listening to a lot of show tunes lately. Like, I'm actually getting into Hamilton, like, never did before, so I'm, like, a latecomer.
See, I haven't gotten into Hamilton yet either.
It came up on my Pandora, so I was like, this is really cool. I was like, yeah, this is cool.
But it's like, I've never been big into rap, I guess, so it's like...
Me either.
But I'm like, I'm not going to hate on it, because I'm like, hey, it's great, because it's bringing a whole new audience to musical theater. It's bringing his, you know, what he has done with it. He's, you know,
yeah.
He's got people interested in musical theater, but he's also got people interested in history.
Yeah.
Which I respect the crap out of what he's done with this. So I'm like, yeah. I think Lin-Manuel, he's just an extremely talented man.
Yeah, he really is. There was a preview for a movie I saw. It was coming about a Latino neighborhood, and it was all musical, and it was kind of rap, but like more, I don't know what kind of music really, but it still looked amazing, even though it was totally not my style of music, because it just looked, you know, just so inspiring and fun.
And that's how I look at it. It's like, yeah, it's like with rap in general, I'm like, yeah, it's not my type of music, but like, hey, it appeals to other people, and that's what inspires them. That's great. So there you go. It's like everybody has different tastes.
Right.
I can't hate on that.
No, I can't hate on any music, because it's, you know, somebody being creative. It's their creative outsource, and you know, and that's you know what they have to say about themselves, and hey, that's, you know, that's what they want to do. I've always been more of a metalhead, and that's my thing.
Yep. I've been more of, like, you know, I like the oldies. Like, I grew up on, like, the 50s and 60s and 70s music.
I grew up with that music.
Yep.
My dad was really into that music.
Oh, yeah. I love jazz. I love blues. I love show tunes. I love, of course, 80s rock. Oh, God, I love that.
80s rock is, yeah. I have, Duran Duran was like my favorite band, is my favorite band.
Queen's mine.
That's one of my second favorites. And then ever since Bohemian Rhapsody came out, it's like,
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've seen that movie so many times, and I listen to them so much.
Oh, good music.
I have Duran Duran pop figures right on my TV. They're so cute. I don't know if they have Queen. I would buy Queen if they have them.
Oh, yeah. They probably do.
Yeah.
They've got to at least have a Freddie Mercury or Brian May pop out there somewhere.
Yeah. I would definitely buy a Freddie.
Yeah.
Okay. I love Freddie. I cried when he died.
He was an icon.
I remember when he died, too. I'm old.
Mm-hmm. I was a lot younger then, so.
What?
Oh, I wasn't as aware of Freddie Mercury when I was a kid when he passed away as opposed to how I am now, but it's like my appreciation for him as I got older. I was like, oh, this is good music.
Yeah.
It's like, the funny thing is, I didn't really listen to 80s music during the 80s because that's what my sister was listening to. Since it was my sister listening to it all, I was like, I don't want to listen to what my sister listened to.
It's great music.
Yeah, that's really good music. Yes.
Yeah. It's like Duran Duran, Depeche Mode, Queen.
It's all of that. You know, Huey Lewis and the News, all that.
Yeah, Huey Lewis. I'm trying to remember who else. I don't know.
Oh, everybody. It's just Air Supply.
Air Supply. God, I haven't heard that many. Just Journey.
Journey.
Hall & Oates was my first concert.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Until Tuesday opened up for them. I remember that. I was really young.
I was a baby.
Well, yeah, because I'm old.
Well, you're not old.
Not old, no.
Older.
Yeah. Mulder. I don't have any other questions. I don't think.
Okay. Well, this was fun chatting.
Yeah, it was very fun chatting. And it's nice speaking to a horror icon, because now you are a horror icon.
That's so weird.
You're up there with Pinhead and
it's an honor to be up there with those guys.
Yeah.
I still just see myself as a little geek from Alabama, so I'm like, oh wow, cool. This can't be real.
It's real. It's real, and you're so nice and down to earth, and it's a pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure was mine. I've been having fun chatting.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet you at Texas Frightmare.
Yeah. Yes, I can't wait either. That's going to be fun.
Are you going to do photo ops in your costume?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course, yes.
Okay. That's probably going to be the only photo op I'll buy.
Yes.
Huh?
I do it all in character too, so I don't talk at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'll come see you like before that, you know, when not in costume.
I'll talk it at least. Like, when I'm in my makeup, I like to stay silent.
I know. I've seen like videos of you doing it.
It's fun. It's a good acting exercise for me.
Yeah, I've seen you like walk like sashaying around and shaking your tush and stuff like that.
Yeah, art has fun. Art likes
to turning art into a sex kitten?
Yeah. Ow, that would be
high. You should make him walk around with a whip.
Well, he does have his flail, so, you know.
He has a flail. Oh, yeah, that's right, he has a flail.
I would say that's probably his main weapon. That's, like, his weapon of choice.
Is the flail.
Scalpel. Yeah, the flail and the scalpel. Oof. But he has a lot of scalpels on his flail, so there you go.
Flail would hurt.
So that's his original weapon. It's like, you know, I think every villain has to have the weapon they're known for using.
Yeah.
That's his.
Is which one, the scalpel or the flail?
The flail. I would say the flail.
Mm. Okay, so oh, so my last question, I've asked you before, but it's been a while, and it's something I ask everybody. So what's your favorite scary movie?
Showgirls.
That definitely is a scary movie.
Yes.
I haven't seen that movie in years. And there's a reason for that.
The film that got me into watching horror films anyway, Scream 2, so there you go.
Scream 2?
Yeah, that was my first big horror film that I really sat down and watched.
No, I started with the classics.
Yeah. That's a fun series.
Yeah, it is.
That's a good series to introduce people into horror films too, because it's also making fun of horror films. Like,
definitely. Horror films. Yeah, no, definitely. It's definitely a good starter, and I think I heard they were trying to work on would it be 5?
Yeah, 5.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that. I'm like, sure, bring on another one. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, that would be cool. Alright, so I am going to wrap up here. So thank you so much, David.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And
do this another time soon.
Yeah. Anytime. And we look forward to Terrifier 2 and to Spirit Reckoning and whatever else we see you in.
Yes, yes indeed.
And I will see you at Texas Frightmare. Anything else you want to talk, you know, like where we can find you online or...
Oh yeah, you can find me on like Instagram and Facebook under my name, David Howard Thornton. And also I do a lot of cameo can't be at conventions and stuff like that. I can still at least film a little video for people for a small fee, and
Okay. Cameos really seems nice. I like that idea.
I don't charge nearly as much. I charge the same as I charge for an autograph, which is $30, so.
Well, that's really nice of you.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know, some celebrities charge an arm and a leg on there. I'm like, nah, I'd rather make it, like, as much as I would for an autograph, so.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
No problem. All right, let me stop.